Place. Conditional use 1612, site plan on road 357.
Now, this is a site plan for 87 single family detached units located on 14.6 acres. The county council approved the conditional use on November 8th of last year. The site plan's been designed using a cluster type development with there would be five single detached units within a cluster. Each cluster has a maximum of five units. Each cluster is 165 feet in length with a 40-foot separation between the clusters. The developers are requesting a 6-foot building separation between the buildings that are located in the cluster. Each unit has a 2-car garage. Sussex County will provide central sewer to the site. Sussex Shores Water Company will provide central water. On the last page of the site plan, the 12 conditions of approval and the approved ordinance have been referenced. It also included a landscaping plan. The site plan complies with the conditions of approval. If preliminary approval is granted, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approval. And the only question that I would raise, two parking spaces per unit since they're detached single family homes or require three. It's laid out basically in a multifamily regime. Call for three units, or three spaces per unit.
And they're using the multifamily regime to get the reduced setbacks between buildings and clustering. So.
Detached single family, which requires two spaces per unit.
Counselor, what are they?
There is that clause in the ordinance that if the commission feels the parking requirements are too excessive.
Yeah, I mean, that's Shane's right. I mean, there's that clause in the parking requirements that says that the commission does have the authority to modify this. Parking requirements in appropriate circumstances, and we've done that on different types of situations.
Last one is that Blue Point Villa.
Yeah. You know, I guess what the commission needs to think about is they're kind of wanting to have it both ways on this one. You know, I mean, but on the other hand, we're considering an ordinance that would reduce the number of parking spaces for multifamily. So, you know, in some senses, this is in line with what direction is the county wants to go anyway. So,
and we do have the flexibility to grant the
right
either way.
I mean, in other words, I guess the short answer is I don't have any great concern either way, as long as it's clear that if it is going to be two, that really it's because the commission, you know, thinks that parking requirement for three spaces should be modified to two.
Sir, anyone here with interest in a site plan, either from the owner or the designer, anybody?
Hey. Good afternoon. My name is Rich Polk with Canal Place LLC.
Okay, thanks, Rich.
Any questions?
Plead your case. Why you think you should do? We should.
Well, the application originally came before you and then subsequently went to Sussex County Council with two units or two parking spaces per unit proposed, because they are proposed as condominium style units. The fact that they are just detached is just a byproduct of the type of architecture, not as far as the way that they are going to be occupied. The homes, in addition to having a 2-car garage underneath each home, they will also have two tandem spaces. In fact, there are some minimum setbacks from the back of the sidewalk to the front of the garage, which will allow for two more cars to be parked in the driveway of each home. So technically, you could have four parking spaces to each house, and that's the intent, and there are minimum setbacks that are a part of that plan and will be adhered to as part of the development of the site.
Anyone else have any questions for the
to hear it again. You're saying there are two parking spaces in the garage?
There are two parking spaces in the garage, and then there's a minimum of 20 feet between the garage door and the back of the sidewalk, which would allow for two more cars to be parked in tandem with the cars that are in the garage, in the driveway in front of the homes. So each lot or each home could technically support four parking spaces. And that was done as a purpose to allow at least four cars to park at each house.
Does the homeowners association have a restriction on closing in garages, making them additional units, or not functioning as a garage?
We don't currently anticipate doing that, but that is something that we would be interested in. If that's a condition you want to place on the approval, and certainly we would be willing to live with that.
Actually easy enough to do because they're condominiums. I mean, it's all even required. There's going to be a condominium
right. Documents
set up. It'll have more teeth to it really than restrictions even.
But really, you're showing four spaces per unit.
We're showing four. We're only counting two on the cover sheet. And that's it's the same way we've proposed it all along.
Mr. Robinson, you're saying we've got discretion in this. We don't have to adhere strictly to
it. Well, it sounds like they actually have more than what they need, really, anyway.
Yes, you can.
But I think I'd go along with the statement that Mr. Polk made at Rick's request, and that is that, you know, that they place on, what's this, preliminary? This stage of, I'm not going to the final.
Yep.
Yeah, on the final site plan, that there be a statement that the condominium documents shall reference that the garages shall not be enclosed.
Shall remain
accessible for parking, I think is what you should.
And shall not be closed in for uses which would prohibit it.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Look, I have a question for Mr. Abbott.
Okay, great.
Mr. Abbott, was this the project that do we recommend 87 units, or didn't we recommend a lower number originally?
I think there was a lower number based on some calculations.
Was it lower number?
County Council did not agree with us.
They didn't concur.
No.
So then we're obligated to act on their conditions.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, you can always make them do the parking if you really want to.
Well, I think they've already done the parking, so.
But the problem is, all they're going to do is bring the same plan.
all
spaces are there, it looks like to me. Thank you, Mr. Polk.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Smith, what's your pleasure, sir?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, with that in mind, and thank you, fellow members of the commission, for your discussion and input, and valuable questions. My motion regarding Canal Place conditional use 1612 site plan is for approval as a preliminary. The site plan coming back. For motion for approval as a preliminary, prior to final. As Mr. Polk stated, the Homeowners Association restrictive covenants will have a caveat that would preclude the garages from being used for any purpose other than parking of motor vehicles.
I would just change that to the Condominium Association and Condominium Documents.
Condominium Association and Condominium Documents, as opposed to
Homeowners. Because it won't be a Homeowners Association, right. It's a condominium regime.
So noted. That would be my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Canal Place CU-1612 site plan on Road 357 with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item is